necessary. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you.
I have a dream. Satisfied as long as the Negro is the fifth victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality.
Who taught you, please? Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin?
Hello, welcome to the Uncanny Truth Teller. This is Kanye Tetsubo. And today, I'd like to talk about Black men in America. Black men in America have been throwing this blame game at black women for so long that honestly, it's become tiring. Because you can't have this war on sex and be at war with white aggression at the same time. Black men love to throw up the whole fact that black women supposedly left them in the 60s to join the white feminist movement. But they never want to bring up why did black women actually go and join the white feminists. What would cause for black women to just decide to join these white feminists? What could have been those reasons? Could it be that black men weren't listening to black women? Could it be that the Black Panther Party had some issues within it? Or could it just been the government, aka white people, plotting against black people? Well, if you're guessing all of the above, you're right. A little facts that a lot of people don't know, that even I didn't know, that you have to do a lot of research and looking into it, is that a lot of black women within the Black Panther Party were actually beaten and raped. It's a known fact that Eldridge Cleaver was actually using these methods on black women as test subjects and then going back and using it on white women. So maybe that could be one fact, and maybe black women just got tired of it and just decided, okay, we're going to try our luck with these white feminists and see where do we go from there. Could it also be the fact that black men have been indoctrinated by the Bible, because there are certain passages within it that tell them that they have this right over women, and they use this Bible as a weapon to control these women? Because even in the Bible, the one that's at wrong is Eve. So women by birth then learn that it's all their fault, that they are the ones that fall for everything in this world. And then they just learn to just be quiet and shut up, that no matter what, that it's their fault. And that's something that you have to look at. And what I mean by look at, I mean you have to look at yourself. Are you using this Bible as a weapon? Are you using it in that context? Because we know a lot of Hebrew men actually do this, and this is why they don't like a strong black woman. This is also why I cannot get down with the Hebrews, because I'm not going to tell my woman that she cannot talk or speak or be above me. Because if you have something to say, if it's better than what I'm thinking, I would gladly listen, take into consideration, and actually put your plan to use. And as to my other point, where I mentioned about white people in the government, that has some facts to it behind it as well. What I mean is the war on poverty, which a lot of people don't even know about. In 1964, President Lyndon B. Johnson, he signed the legislation that was proposed by Johnson in response to the national poverty rate around 19%. So when you think about that in a context, that is what pushed black men out of the homes. It wasn't black women. And then on top of it, you have this feminist movement going around where black women are wanting a voice and wanting to feel equal. Even though, in a sense, during those times, they were equal to us, because white people weren't just killing us just because you were a man or a woman. They were killing us because we were all black. And when you also look at it, black men were able to vote before women. So we cannot ignore the fact that sexism is a real thing, but we also cannot ignore the fact that we're all black and we all fight for one thing, and that's one thing that black men need to understand. You cannot win this war against white aggression while trying to hold down and hold back black women. And I got in a little Twitter spat with some black men, and it was just ridiculous, the things that they were saying about black women, to the point this is how this conversation that I'm having with you all, the listeners out there, came about. Because if a black man shows any kind of emotion or sympathy or empathy towards black women, he is then labeled a simp. If a black man doesn't want to see a black child suffer because the father of said child does not want to be in the picture or help, he is a simp. Because a black man isn't having sex or think about sex with a woman while raising her child, he is a simp. And just because a black man takes the side of black women in the cases where these black men are beating on these women or not taking care of their children, he is a simp. Now, what I'm going to tell you are two true stories, and they both involved me because I know these two women, and I completely seen what was going on. The first story involves my friend who lives in Boston. Her and dude, they've known each other since high school, and pretty much they just been on and off dating and everything. She ends up getting married to someone else. They end up falling apart, and it wasn't until after her marriage had fell through and she divorced that she eventually, years later, met up with him again. After they met up, things happened that led to things, and they eventually had their first child, and that's where things started to go wrong. They were dating, and while she was pregnant with their firstborn, he ends up cheating on her with another woman. She forgives him. They work through their issues and things are fine for the moment. One day, she just lays out the money for their child, basically, so he could go to the store and get food. But instead, he goes and buys weed with this money. Outraged by it, she does what she always do. She kicks him out because that money was not to be spent for weed. It was to be spent for their child to get food. He's out the picture for a little bit, but eventually comes back in because this leads to them having a second child together. In this time frame, her father passes away and he's the only guy that's there for her. She has her mom, she has her sister, she has her brothers, and he's really the only other comfort that she has at the moment. So she ends up later on pregnant again. And this time he doesn't cheat during the pregnancy. He seems like he's going straight and it seems like things are going perfect for them. But months later, I end up finding out through her that she left him again, and for the reasons that I did not think that was going on, because on the surface, things are looking fine. And this is where the whole idea of you're looking from the outside, looking in, you'll never see what's going on truly on the inside. And what was going on behind those closed doors were a lot of arguments, a lot of cheating from him. He's beating on her. He's beat her in front of their kids. And the very last time before she left him, he beat her to the point where she had bruise marks. And you could literally see the bruise marks because she took photos of them. And it was like horrific. And she went to stay with her mother, and pretty much it was just horrible. It was not something that any man would want to see their friend going through. And as a black man, when I hear and see that this black man is beating up on this black woman, it's like, how can you beat up on her? What does she do, or what did she ever do to you that you have to go and use physical force against her, the mother of your children, on top of that? And then if it turns out he was beating her in front of their daughters, his two kids. He beat her in front of them. And the second story basically just revolves around my other friend who lives here. She did not think that she'd get pregnant, but she ended up getting pregnant because one day she came to me telling me that she was pregnant, and I was more happy about the pregnancy than the own child's father. And basically, we had our little moments. We had a little falling out, and she ends up one day just telling me these things after we reconnected, that during her child's first birthday party, he was supposed to basically buy her presents, but he really went out there and got drunk. Their child came out months early because she was under so much stress. He was beating on her. He was mentally abusing her, physically abusing her. And their daughter was almost not born. He even said that he was going to go to a Wicca man. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people don't know what Wicca man is, but that's a part of the Haitian culture of Voodoo. He said he was going to pay this Wicca man to kill his child, basically. And upon their daughter being born, she wasn't breathing. So she tells me that the nurse pretty much came in there and had to rescue their child. That their nurse took their daughter by the legs, held her upside down, and slapped her one good time on the back. And she coughed up something. So she was born basically preemie. And when I told these black men on Twitter these stories, you would think that they would have some type of sympathy or any kind of empathy towards black women, but they didn't. All that they had to say was, I was a simp, or that I was just too emotional. One black man goes on to say, sounds like the baby mamas made some poor decisions having kids with those losers. Another reason why some black women can't be leaders, they make poor decisions. And when you think about a black man saying that, the fact that you came from a black woman, are you saying that your mother made a poor decision? But we're also acting like men don't make poor decisions either. He says that he's in his mid-30s, that the only time he made poor decisions was in his early 20s, but now that he's in his mid-30s, he uses logic. Granted, I just turned 30 back in April. I would not even say nothing that ignorant or stupid. So my response basically to him was, so you know every single woman and that you're just pretty much just making assumptions, that these things are not based off of logic, that this is just something that you're assuming because you don't know every single woman. And because I said that, he just comes back with the whole name calling and saying, you're a beta simp, go save those females that made poor decisions in life while you're at home raising her kids, getting dug out by another dude. And at that moment, that I should have just stopped the conversation, because someone like that, they pretty much are too ignorant to even comprehend what it means to be human. Because in the past, I know I talked about black men not being able to show emotions and everything. And this is possibly one of those moments, because he comes off more as a machine to the point where he lacks human compassion. He was raised in a system that black men cannot show emotion and shouldn't show emotion, so he's become cold-hearted towards black women's plight. Because if a woman knew that she was gonna have these type of problems with the guys that she's dealing with or dealt with, I'm pretty sure many women would avoid them. Because a child is not a burden. A child is a blessing. It's just the person that they had the child from that's the burden. Because the black women don't regret having none of their children. Their children are beautiful. They are a blessing to this world. It's the guys, some of these black men, because they do not know how to be men. They are boys. They are boys trying to play men. They are boys who do not know how to be held accountable at least, or have any type of responsibility. They don't want to be held accountable for their actions. They are quick to lay down with the woman, but they're not man enough to raise that child. They're quick to get their dicks wet, but they're not quick enough to buy those Pampers. And that's the issue that we gotta handle. It's a psychological and generational thing that's been going on for years. I say psychological because this is what men, or at least so-called boys, think what men do. And then they go back and blame black women for the baby that came out of them. And this is just something that's become generational, because a friend of mine said that her father did this. And even with my father, he's done this. And it's up to us to learn that these are not things that we should be doing, that we should want better and do better and actually raise what we make. We can't keep looking back to the past and blaming black women for things that happened in the past. You gotta look at the cause and the effect, because there's always a cause and effect for these things. And some of the things that these ignorant black men on Twitter said was pretty much, if you want to take care of other people's children, become a teacher or join a boys and girls club. But what they also did forget about is godparents. I guess godparents don't exist. I guess all you godparents out there, y'all don't exist, because you're taking care of someone else's child. I mean, there's also those who are really good friends to somebody, who generally cares, who generally have emotions and don't want to see a child suffer because the father refuses to be there. Those good-hearted people, I guess y'all don't exist either, because if you do, you're going to be labeled a simp. And because I hit him with pretty much basic logic, he's like, I could tell your dad wasn't in your life. You have feminine qualities. So it's feminine to be human, I guess. And he goes on to say that he's a cold-hearted man in a cold-hearted world. Your emotions are going to have you make poor decisions in your life. So it's pretty much been cemented that having emotions to him is being weak. Having emotions is what gets you killed. Having emotions is what makes you a beta male. He is the type to tell black boys not to cry and punch them in their chest, because man don't cry. And it's this type of toxic mindset that we have to evaluate and reevaluate and teach black boys that it's okay to have emotions, that it's okay to cry, that it's okay to be vulnerable. Because just like black women don't want to always be the strength and the backbone of the black community, that they want their men to lead, they also want black men who could be open with them and share their emotions and share their pain and actually talk about their problems. Even though you see the problem, it's a whole different thing from just seeing and actually talking about it. Because that's what a lot of us have to learn, is communication. Communication could save a whole lot of arguments and a whole lot of things going on. It's something that even I had to learn to deal with when in an actual great relationship. Communication was my biggest issue, and once I learned how to be more about talking about things rather than just shouting and actually calmly sitting back and saying, this is what I feel, this is what's going on, then our problems stopped. Because communication and actually sitting down, talking with your partner, talking with a friend, talking with anybody, getting therapy, getting some type of help, it will change your life. So next time you talk to a little black boy, tell him that it's okay to cry, that it's okay to have emotions, that it's okay to be vulnerable, that you just don't have to hold it all in. and explode. Because it's that type of rage that's unchanneled that will get you killed. It's that type of rage that will send you into a blind frenzy, hurting all who are close to you, whether they're friend or family. It's that type of rage that will destroy you from the inside. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the podcast. Please tune in again with the Uncanny Truth Teller. This is Kanye Tetsubo, and I'm out.